great win into the tournament. Again, got off to a fantastic start against Lake and T in that first quarter, didn't you?
Yeah, the girls played really well together. They distributed the ball well. You know, they got their hands, they deflected the passes and gave somebody else a steal. So that's what really what we want to do.
Well, your defense just caused fits that first, which led to hitting shots, free throws, everything worked in that first quarter.
Yeah, you know, you get a couple layups because of good defensive plays and stuff. The basket opens up a little bit, and that's what happened with the girls there.
The big girl for them, 6'1 sophomore, I mean, she came on and scored a little bit more, but really, for the most part, you defended her well.
Yeah, we held her down in the first half. Second half, we weren't concentrating on her as much because we figured we'd already won the game. We were trying to try a few new things. They were able to break some presses that we haven't done in practice as much, so we definitely tried some things. They didn't work. We know we need to work on them, but she lit it up a little bit, but I thought we contained her.
I forgot you played this team, some of these teams, same girls last year. Refresh my memory. Had the big lead going to the fourth quarter. Was that when things kind of turned last year against this team?
I don't remember, actually.
I can't remember either, but I just looked at it.
We lost, and I thought we should have won. So.
Yeah.
But their girl, I think some girl lit it up against us, like had 30 points against us last year, and she graduated. So that was kind of nice that she graduated.
Well, you know, you go in the bigger gym, you've been here in the smaller gym for the most part. You're always concerned about the backdrop and everything, but I don't think it affects you at all.
Yeah, I was pleased with how he shot. We came early. I mean, they shot a good half hour before the game and stuff, and I think once the girls realize that they do need to do that, that we'll be better off as far as shooting.
Well, a lot of smiles in the faces. Don't come out here and win 2 out of 3. You still want 2 out of 3. You call it a good weekend.
Yeah, there's no doubt. First game, we just didn't play well. We played okay, but our ball didn't fall. And when the ball don't fall, it happens, but we came back. I told the girls, you know, I was proud of them that they played up to their level and didn't play to the other team's level, so we need to keep on doing that and just play as a team. I know once in a while we start to get individual play, and that doesn't do very well for us, and I really felt the last two games we had team play.
You got 3 big games coming up next week before the Christmas break. Cozad, Kearney Catholic, Holdridge, big challenging week again for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a hard week because you just played 3 games in a row. Then you have, 2 days off, and then you're going to play just about 3 games in a row again. So, but the girls have to be in shape anyway, so we might as well make sure we're in shape right at the beginning of the season.
Well, good thing about 2 of the 3, the first 2 especially are at home, so no need to get in a bus or a van and travel at least the first couple of days.
Yeah, and Holdridge is close, so it's not like we have to travel down 4 hours to get to someplace again. So that's kind of nice in that way, but the girls will do fine.
Have you watched anything on Cozad yet?
Not yet. I just concentrate on this 1 game at a time. We'll watch Cozad probably tonight or tomorrow and figure out a game plan. The girls, I think they're doing a really good job getting on huddle and watching, you know, some games. We've watched them together as a team, and they're just really focused this year and a lot more team this year.